Podsecular Custom Collins, episode 35.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
I'm Salmonator.
Woo! And this episode, we're talking about customs and call-ins, where we read off custom games people sent in, some really cool ones here. And also go into some tales from the foxhole, some little bit of announcements, and your call-ins, including segments and all kinds of cool stuff there.
Yeah!
So let's get rocking.
Okay, right. I'll start it off, I guess. Custom sure. Games. We have one, Big Air by Ryan Hawkins. It's a Team Slayer game with overshields and damage resistance on. Put score to unlimited and set friendly fire off. Vehicles on map should be all warthogs and tanks. Set primary weapons to rockets and secondary to sentinel beam, just because the beams are cool. This game is played on any large map with good hails. My favorite is Coagulation. The object is for everyone to get on the same team so you don't kill each other. I guess one person needs to be on the opposite team to keep the game going and get both tanks to the hill. The one beside the rocks on red base on Coagulation is a good one. Have two people aim the tanks at the tip of the hill and have three or four people aim the rockets around the same place. Then load up some warthogs, drive over the big... I can just tell what's going to happen here. Drive over the hill and right before the back wheels leave the ground, shoot under them to send it flying. This may seem complicated, but it's not once you got it down. It's fun to play with friends at 2 in the morning when you need a break from killing. You can mix it up and try to shoot the warthog off the air with the tank while it's spinning out of control. My friend and I played this on Halo 1 and got out of Blood Gulch. Keep up the great work. That's what I loved about Halo 1, the indestructible vehicles. I wish they had that as an option for Halo 2.
Yeah, I know. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be so fun. Just driving your warthog, you get blown. You don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's now fine. Take away like the whole objective thing where, oh, blow up the warthog so they can't use it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But it would make it more strategic in a way. Like, you could be guarding the warthogs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, in general, it's totally good that they did make them destructible, but it would be cool if it was an option to be indestructible. Well, let me just read this one because I want to explain something. It's FR by Stefan, and he actually called it something different than FR, but this is a kid-friendly show. Yay. So this game will henceforth be called FR, and is a multi-flag CTF game. The shields are off, extra damage is on, there are human turrets on each base, battle rifle and magnum as weapons, starter grenades, warthog, goshawk, no banshee, no tank, flag holder has damage resistance that doesn't run slowly. There's never a flag indicator to cause confusion. The score to win the round is 1, and the respawn time is 20 seconds to tick off your friends. 15-second suicide penalty, 2-minute team killing penalty to add to the aggravation. Man, this is a long sentence here. Friendly fire on, no respawn for vehicles to make sure they are used a bit more conservatively. Rifles as weapons on map. Man, a lot of options. Half weapon respawn time, and that's about it. That's it. It's crazy because you feel like crap after waiting 2 minutes to respawn just to for accidentally running over a teammate who jumped in front of your hog. It is also how you feel when you stupidly charge the turret, get your team killed by one guy with a battle rifle, or find your defense of 4 people obliterated by 2 grenades. It happens to be funner with friends sitting in the room with you, since you can watch them freak out or laugh their heads off, and it's possible to physically harm deserving players immediately for transgressions. It's not as fun in live, and if you have less than 8 people total, it's just not that fun. But it's completely unplayable with less than 4 people. Thing is, if you can get a couple of Xboxes together, you'll find it to be deeply satisfying.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You can get people close by so you can physically harm people when they tick you off.
Alright, this one comes to us from El Nene 350. Nice name. It's on played on Foundation. It's a no shield brute shots. Only set time to whatever, preferably 5 minutes. Unlimited kill limit. And the rules are teams go to the opposite sides and start shooting each other with the brute shots when players are ready. You can't cross to their side. Use the middle structure as the marker, and you can go to the bottom, but it'll be harder to kill people. This game is really cool. There's 8 versus 8 people, and people actually listen to the rules.
Yeah. We've heard this before on Beaver Creek, and played it before on that. That's all right, but interesting.
Colossus also works well. Sort of does. People might go out of bounds. They might go on the top part. You're usually just supposed to stay at the base.
That'd be kind
of
cool on Colossus, actually, because you have to arc it all perfectly and everything.
Yeah, it's good. Lots of hiding spots too, and it's
sweet. All right, you're up.
Oh, Super SWAT from Kinetechia. It's played just like SWAT, except no teams, shields, motion detector, and all weapons are random. Also, no kill or time limit. I like to play this on lockout. Me and my friend Koa played this for a long time. Get up to 6,000 in score, so yeah, sign guest on for no apparent reason to kill them, and it's good to work on BR and sniping. Yeah, I could see that being fun. For a long time.
Yeah, he wrote long with like 57 letters.
Yeah. It's my whole page.
Oh, boy. Well, that's going to wrap up for our custom games section. We have a lot more stuff coming up here, like the Tales from the Foxhole.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you could explain what the Tales from the Foxhole is for our first-time listeners.
Tales from the Foxhole is pretty much like it sounds.
Tales
from gaming in Halo 2 and stories and views and stuff like that. So, starting off with one from Kinetechia, and he has a view for everyone on modding. He says modding is actually really cool if it stays where it belongs. He's personally played in a couple of custom games with mods in them. It's fun to screw around in flying warthogs and airstrike rocket launchers. However, if you have a mod and you take it past the realm of system link and custom games and bring it into matchmaking, no offense, but we all hate you. Actually, offense, too. I say, yes, offense. Because, can't stand those guys.
Yeah.
you'll bring modding where it doesn't belong, like a guy in the girl's bathroom or something.
Ooh.
That's like Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Woo! Chamon!
So if you think it's cool to cheat in matchmaking and get to level 50, this is Podtacular, and we will find you.
This is not Modtacular, this is Podtacular.
Yeah.
I have a little thing to... like, add on here. I actually heard for the 360, they want to make it so they're going to allow user-made content. So, like, you can actually have mods and not bring them to matchmaking and stuff. I read something somewhere, and they're actually going to try it out.
That would be really cool.
I think that would be so cool, because I like modders in the way that they have all this, like, weird stuff that you would never see Bungie coming out. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like it when they bring it to matchmaking and, you know, to cheat and... laugh at you at and
No. Like see, you're wrong. Those aren't modders. Those are cheaters. Modders don't cheat.
Good point. Yeah. I was also gonna mention something that I found the other day. There was this. We were talking about funny gamer tags. People with like the stupidest gamer tags. And man, I saw one the other day. A plump rooster. I was like, what the heck? Plump rooster. Okay.
I wanna cook you up, plump rooster.
You got assassinated by a plump rooster.
I've seen Chubby Quagmire. I thought that was pretty
fun. Giggity giggity, give me a cookie.
You've been teabag by Chubby Quagmire. Giggity giggity.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you guys want to send in some crazy gamer tags you've seen, feel free to send those into podtacular@gmail.com, and most likely we'll put them on the show if it's good.
Yeah,
because we're cool like that.
Mm-hmm. We're cool. We're
chill like that. Right, so we got some segments of voicemails, right?
Segments and voicemails.
Yeah, Podtacular, this is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Woo! Yeah! Aren't you guys excited? Because I am, because Freakin' the Box in the house today, and he gives us his voicemail. Or the voicemail of the week.
Yo! He's so nice. I love it. This music sounds like it's something out of like a Microsoft Office late 1998 training video. But it's still cool. Makes their own music for their voicemail rocks my socks off.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Freak in a Box, gamertag DragonBreath900. Those of you in Podtacular 1 will now notice that we are somehow a level 13. There's a really funny story about how we got there. Me, 9Volt, and two other people went into Minor Clan Match, and we came up against these group of people that when we first started playing them, we thought that they were de-leveling because they would not shoot at all. They would just run around. Some of them weren't even moving at all. And then after that game, we find out that their clan name was Guns Aren't Us. So they go into clan matches and just running around trying to beat people down and grenade them. They lost horribly. We went into another game, and it was them again. This time it was Zone Control on Lockout. We were in the process of capturing the zone on top of the lift, and we saw three of their dots gathering at the bottom of the lift. One person on their team said, "Hey, let's make a warthog." They came up the lift going vroom, 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 and they came up in perfect formation also. Two people in the front were crouched. Then one person in the back was standing up. He was supposed to be the gunner. They successfully took out our whole team using nothing but grenades and beatdowns. They did that several times, and then we took it right back because they would refuse to shoot. We won the game 5 minutes to 30 seconds about, I think. But, okay. Then we went into clan match again and got the same people again. This time it was Slayer on Beaver Creek. And they started making other vehicles too, like Wraith and Spectra. At one point I got so confused because I was trying to lock on to their Spectra with my rockets, but it wouldn't lock on for some reason. So I just fired in. The rocket hit the middle of them anyway, so yeah. And that's our funny story about how Podtacular got to level 13. Okay, till next time, this is Freak in a Box. Gamertag, Dragon Breath, and yeah, bye.
That was awesome. Best story ever. It's a nice techno or whatever. Electronica. Yes, I like it. I like it a lot.
Hey guys, like to do Tales from the Foxtail deal you got going on.
Foxhole.
Somebody sent in an email about a very worried turd. Very worried turd's actually on my friends list. Nice guy. Very British.
Very British?
Got a good story for you.
Extra British.
There is apparently a fellow out there, modern, by the name of Neo, who's done some pretty good work on himself. I must admit, that's a compliment, even though I hate him. Turns out he's figured out how to not only say he was killed by the one instead of Neo, but he's also figured out how to mod himself how to fly.
Ooh.
How to fly in a Superman position.
Huh.
And of course, wouldn't be complete if he didn't sort of spin around in weird positions holding twin SMGs and firing automatic headshot sniper rounds out.
Oh. Yeah.
Great show. Keep on bragging.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up, Podtacular? This is Gemini Ace, and I just wanted to call and tell y'all, I've been called everything. I've been called Gemini. Nobody seems to know how to say the word Gemini. And I've also been called Gemini Ass, but I'm not sure if that was delivered or not. Anyway, also one of the funny gamer tags that I've seen that I have in my friends list, actually, his name is Bloodbath Beyond. Okay, well, keep up the good work.
I shop there.
What's up, guys? This is Oh My God, a Fish. Yes, that's my gamer tag. Just want to say, Podtacular owns. And I don't have an Xbox 360 because $400. I don't have that kind of money.
Me neither.
But my parents took my Xbox away for 6 weeks because I got a D+ and a C+.
Been there.
So I just want to say, Everyone, I'm missing you on Xbox Live. God, I need to play Halo 2 right now. But I can't. So anyway,
This doesn't work.
Give a shout out to everyone out from Fish. Bye, guys. Oh, P.S. I want to make a SIG for Pogtacular.
I have a SIG.
I'm going to.
Mine's better.
And I'm pretty good at doing that, so. Yeah, I'll post it up somewhere on some forum.
I'll post
it
on our forum soon.
So look
out. Ready.
See you guys later. Bye.
Yeah. Fish man.
Oh, hello, this is CG Sniper 465. Just give you some tips that will make you better at Halo. First of all, I've noticed that pistols and snipers have faster beatdown. So, like in hardcore, when you get in the beatdown war, check out your pistol. It pretty much does the same amount of damage, but it beatdowns faster. Okay, well, here's some tips for sniping. When I'm sniping and I get a couple kills, I move to a new sniping spot to where I can see my old sniping spot. So the opposite team goes there and goes, where's sniper? And you'll rack up kills doing that. And I've noticed that when you're trying to no-scope an enemy, I found it best to not move your aimer, just move your guy's body. Like, don't move the joystick that moves the aimer, just move the one that goes back and forth and up and down. And, like, wait for him to go into your aimer. It works a lot. And I've beaten a couple of noob combos. It's a really good combo for anything, at mid-range or close range. It owns when I use it. It's a platinum rifle plus regular pistol. It's like the platinum rifle pickup shield, and the pistol just helps, and that headshot will just own. And when that guy sent in that custom game for football, and super jump up to the forks and ascension, I found it best to put on overshields because when I played it, like, I would get, like, double betrayals and double kills because, like, the grenade would just blow up a couple people. So I just found it that. So, these are my tips. Hope you get better at Halo. Bye.
Thanks, bro.
What's up, Podtacular? This is just some random Halo 2 player contributing to your bungee jumping discussion thing. And the only complaint I have for is that Bungie made too good of a game. This game, I don't even play any other games anymore. I just play this way too much. It's the best first-person shooter I think's ever been made, and now nothing can compare to it. So I'm stuck playing this all the time, and every time I try to play something else, it's like, now it's just left to Halo 2, so I'm like, what is this? I'm going to the next play Halo 2. I just hope they can keep spinning out, turning out good Halo games to continue. So, it's just... peace.
I was chilling like a villain when I felt something spilling diarrhea. I was sliding in the first when I felt something squirt diarrhea.
JVP.
Hey, Fumo Jive and Spellcheck, this is Daniel here. I haven't been on in a while because, you know, I've been away, so I decided might as well write another song for you guys.
This sweet.
It's as much about Podtacular as it is about me trying to kick a dirty habit that I have in Halo 2. So, here's my song. Hope you guys like it. Don't always have to use the snipes. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Maybe you wanna try the BR. And maybe the shiny too. Somehow you gotta know, the sniper's not the only way to go. Sometimes you gotta say, hey, I'm gonna stick you easily. I'm gonna beat you barbarically. I'm gonna shotgun you gently. I'm gonna noob you like a newbie. Says, hey, wait, please don't shoot me. And then you see a teammate run behind him. Then you slowly walk away. Then your partner beats him down. That's freaking teamwork. What's your favorite map? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll play it with you. What's your favorite game type? OMG, I love that one. It's great on Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna rocket you completely. And then a little brood shot discreetly. And then I'll flip and frag you incredibly. But then I'm gonna snipe you hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel. Daniel, you're the man, man.
Thanks, guys, for listening to my song.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own text message, podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. And remember, if you want to send in some segments or voicemails, you can call our listener voicemail. That's 206-888-4256. And
that's right.
Or you can email us an MP3, send that over to podtacular@gmail.com.
Just try to keep it under 3 minutes or so, and don't tell us your life story. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Because we don't play, like, life stories in the show. It's not the life story show.
But we try to play all of them. Really do. Yeah.
But also, we're not going to answer when you call our voicemail. I know we've said that a bunch of times, but...
We do also want to clarify that this is not necessarily a free call. It is a number based out of Washington. So...
But do we live in Washington?
No, we do not live in Washington. We don't even live close to Washington. The closest person to Washington right now is Salmonator.
Actually, I think I might be the closest. Yeah, I think I might be. Even though I'm in Canada, but, you know, distance-wise.
Canada, eh?
But why does that matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. Well, looks like we've got a couple announcements to cover here.
Yeah. I have some announcements, guys. I've created Clan Podtacular 007. It's finally open. It's been open for a while. I'm the Overlord. And if you guys want to join, you know the rules. You can come in and join. I'm sort of lacking staff members. I only have one at the moment, which I'll say it's Cyclonic. Congrats to you. And I also have another gamer tag, Felisa 7. Now, the reason why I made Felisa 7, I'll spell it out, is F-E-L-I-C-I-S space S-E-V-N. The reason why I made this alternate gamer tag is because I need an extended friend list. I'm full. And I want to organize custom Saturdays podtacular style, let's say. And for custom Saturdays, I just want to have all, like, the majority of clan staff people on this friend list, on this gamer tag. So I can organize custom Saturdays, and we can have all a lot of members come up. We just play custom games with the whole Podtacular crew. So if you're a staff member listening to this, please add this guy, please. I wanna get this organized. I think it would add a little more spice to the community. It'd be pretty fun. On the new forums, once they're out, you could. I even have a little post up on that thread.
Yeah.
It's on the Podtacular 007 thread. So, yeah, guys.
Right on.
Come up and join.
And if you need the spelling for that, we're going to have it in the show notes as well, so you can check it out there.
Yeah.
Well, we got some shout-outs here. One to Feel the Thunder, who we need to get on the show soon, by the way. He is a co-host with G.A. Lewis on a new podcast, right?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, Game Talk. I was pretty impressed with him. I really liked it. It was for a first show. They did a pretty good job. I only have one complaint. It's their damn Lil Mario music.
Yeah, they're changing that, but...
Yeah, they better please my ears. I'm probably deaf to those sounds now. But, you know, I'll survive.
Yeah. Well, we got a link in the show notes there, so you guys can check that out.
Yeah.
They're pals of the show.
What else we got here?
We have drugs. I'm just kidding.
I have illegal marijuana.
I wish. I mean, I possess.
Dude, where did that come from?
No narcotics.
We weren't talking about those at all. No.
I do not have drugs.
I wasn't.
We do not condone drugs.
Not sure about you guys, but, I wasn't.
Oh, man. Well, want to thank Expanded Flame for sending in the fan art for our album covers. And, yeah, dude, he keeps sending them in. It's pretty awesome.
Pretty much the greatest.
Greatest in town. And, of course, thanks to Freak in the Box, our sound editor, who does an awesome job.
Oh, man, Freak in the Box.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. It's big time.
Who cares about him?
It wasn't me, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Specialek did a good job, too. We appreciate all the work he's done on that, but it's right now, too. But, well, that's the show, guys. Be sure to send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com if you want to try to get in the next show.
Yeah. Whew. Those are fun. It's a lot to handle, so send them in early so you can get in for a show. Otherwise, it's going to be, like, big forever to get in.
Yeah, we post the map of the week, too, on podtacular.com, so you'll have a little bit of time to post in the comments on that and just put in your tips for that map. So that's a good idea as well. But coming up next episode, we got Podtacular Update, where we talk about all the latest goings-on in the Podtacular community, Halo community, Xbox Live community, etc., and Underwater Basket Weekend community.
The communities.
All right.
Well, until then, I'm Fumo Drive.
I'm Spellcheck.
I'm Salmonator.
Thanks for dropping by this week, Sam.
Yeah, it was a blast. It's fun. If you guys have the opportunity to do it, I highly recommend it. Who wouldn't want to?
We'll keep on trucking frags, guys.
Yeah, keep on fragging, trucking birds.
Keep on teabagging, fragging trucks with frags in them.
All right, later.
There's only one thing left to say.